Today, we are going to be talking about soap. I have a whole episode for you discussing soap, and I'm really excited to share all of the takeaways that I learned from a $7 bar of soap. This is The Small Business Hustle, and thanks for joining me. Welcome, welcome to The Small Business Hustle. And hello, hello, I'm Molly B., your host and owner of MJ's Market, a small general store in South Dakota. This is a weekly podcast where we discuss operating a small business. All right, before we dive into talking about soap, we have to share a quote. It is always important to me to share one of my fun quotes. I found them, so I have to share them. All right, if you focus on results, you will never change. If you focus on change, you will get results. And that was Jack Dixon. And so the thing is about this quote for me and today's episode is that I accidentally focused on the change and got results. It's kind of a funny way that shook out, but that's why I feel like it really applies to this topic today. Okay, so let's talk about soap. Let's figure out what we can learn about a $7 bar of soap. All right, so just to start, I think that the important thing about today's topic is that because the soap is kind of a basic need, a basic hygiene piece, we can really draw conclusions from discussing the marketing and sales of this product in a way that we can't about something that, not that soap isn't personal, because that would be an absolute misstatement. It is personal, but it is also a really basic item in the way that, you know, it's not a pair of shoes, so you can remove the fit and style from that. So we can draw a lot more conclusions about it. It's much more universal, and especially, I mean, there can be a little bit of skin conditions and sensitivities to scent, and we'll discuss that later on. But really, as basic as it is, it's super universally applied, so we can get a lot of conclusions drawn from that. You know, back to that shoes, you know, even if you take fit and style out, maybe use is important. You can't wear, you know, hiking boots in like a kitchen as a chef, you know. So those are some things that we can strip away, and then we can really get to the meat of what this topic is. Okay, so the $7 bar of soap. Let's just do a little bit of history so that you can kind of see where I'm coming from on this soap. So I had a vague knowledge of the brand. I knew a little bit about it. I also was pretty sure another store sold it in town. Later, I confirmed that, yes, they did sell the soap. Not really how much or what, or, you know, I just knew they had the brand. And so also, I knew the brand was doing a lot of aggressive advertising. So that was, you know, they were advertising a lot, mostly online, I think, is the only place I saw their advertising, but definitely an aggressive advertising strategy. Okay, we are in a very small town, not one of those self-professed small towns that to me is not small. We are in a town of about 6,000 people. And so I feel very strongly that other small businesses need to complement and collaborate. And so we want to lift up in a small town. We don't want to be like straight competition with each other, because really our competition is that town that's 10 miles away, that's a lot larger than us and has some of those big national stores in it. We have a few too, but they have some of the bigger W's over there in that town. So that's bigger competition for us, where it's only like 10 miles away. It's in a different county. So, you know, I feel like lifting up inside our town is more important than trying to go after direct competition with them. So it's like, okay, they've got that brand, I'm going to do something different. Okay, this soap is geared towards men. It is not, you know, supposed to be for just all bodies. It says it's formulated for men, scent, smell for men, stuff like that. It is not a really large bar of soap. It's just like a normal size, and it is $7 for one bar, which if you're kind of comparing that with other soap, I mean, obviously there's luxury brands out there and there's a lot of soap in that price range, but you know, we do have soap that's just a couple bucks for a bar of soap. Okay, so the customer says to me that I should carry their deodorant, so the brand and the deodorant. She doesn't necessarily say that she thinks I should carry their soap, but she says the deodorant is great. And so obviously she's not in their target audience. And then also the deodorant sells for $12. So if we thought the soap was a little bit expensive, the deodorant now at $12. And I mean, a regular deodorant, I mean, you're getting kind of pricey if you're around the $8, $9 mark. A lot of deodorant is less than that. But if you're going after some of those other brands, you can get a $9 bar pretty easy. So as time goes by, I decide not to really do anything about it because I say, you know, it's available at this other store. And so as time goes by, I end up getting another request. And this is not back to back. This is not really close to it. And at this time, when I get the other request, we want to talk a little bit about my soap department in general. Now, my skincare sells really great in the store, but not really the soap. I sell a lot of lotions. I sell a lot of face creams for ladies, bath products, stuff like that, but not necessarily like bars of soap. That category is not great for me. But I go ahead and look into the wholesale account, and it's $350 for a wholesale order for a brand that I, A, have not touched or held myself, B, not smelled, so I haven't smelled the deodorant, and so now I have to go in blind and order $350 of what is expensive soap in my store. And so I you know, I kind of debate back and forth, and I just end up kind of forgetting about it. Life happens, and I just don't get back to it. Okay, so then the other problem that I want to go into is with that $350 wholesale. So if we are talking about $350 wholesale with soap, sometimes not the first order is not the problem, but like the maintaining of the customer service with a brand like that. So let's say I pick out, you know, a few cents, maybe five or something, and a customer comes in and they say, oh, I see you carry this brand, but now I want to know, can you carry this other scent? And so customers don't understand how wholesale works. They can go on a website, they can click to get something and they can get it really shortly. But if I do that with wholesale, I have to spend $350 again. So that's all fine and dandy if the product is selling through. But let's say only at that point, let's say only 25% has sold through. I can't really justify reordering again when I still have 75% of the wrong scents on my shelf. And now it's like, you know, is this one person going to want this soap or is it going to be a lot of people? And I just ordered wrong in the first place. So it's really, it's a delicate balance because when that reorder is that high, you have to, that product has to be selling through really well in order for you to continue to carry it. So I get the third request, and this, I need to tell you, it's probably been about over 8-9 months, something like that. So it is over a long period of time, but this is three people who have verbally said to me, I wish you would carry the soap or brand. And so I go ahead and I decide to buy, but we do a little bit of a twist and we decide, let's test it. Let's see what sells well, if it even sells, and let's see what scents seem to sell better. So what we do is we just ordered a much smaller retail order so that we didn't have to buy entire cases of each scent. So we just got like one or two bars of each of a bunch of different ones, not all of them because they have a lot, but we decided to do that. And I kind of timed like a promotion that they had. And since I ordered so much on their website, as a consumer on retail pricing, they gave me free shipping. And then basically I just marked it at whatever they would mark it. It wasn't like I was going to be making money off this. It was just a test. It was to find out what would work. Okay. So, now, moving forward, I received the soap and their fulfillment was really slow. And that is a piece that goes into this as well. So I received their soap and I have a fourth customer come into the store and she sees the soap and she goes, oh, I can't believe you carry this brand. I'm so excited. And she buys some and then says she's going to tell her husband and her son because they all love the brand and she's not sure which scents they like. So I knew at that moment that I basically needed to order a wholesale order, especially because I knew how long it took for me to get the retail order. And it's like, okay, these guys are not fast at fulfillment. So I went ahead and placed my first wholesale order. I used the website and plus like just comments and feedback. I'd been talking to customers and getting some feedback in the meantime. And then I used the website where they said these are our top selling items. And I went ahead and I did the first initial order and got really close to that $350. Okay, so then I get the order in and it did take a while. I was sold out for a while. People were coming in because of word of mouth and said, hey, so-and-so said you had it. And I'm like, yeah, I do, but I'm out. So order's on the way. And so I got the order in. I announced it on the radio. And so I do an interview once a week on two different radio stations. So I said, hey, I'm carrying this brand. And I had a flood of customers. So a lot of men listened to this radio interview. And I mean, I had a guy that was working out of town and he told his mom, get down there and buy me some before she sells out. So that's his perspective, is that they're going to sell out. And, you know, he wasn't wrong. I had people buying handfuls and I knew that I just did not have enough supply. So I started planning my next order right away, just in the first couple of days of getting that first $350 order. I took a little bit of time to reflect in this moment. And so what a miss. I should have been carrying this for 8 months prior. And then I also took a little bit of time to reflect on other bad decisions I may have made in my life. So, you know, and I remember thinking when people would buy like 5-6 bars at a time, I'd be like, do you really need 5 bars of soap all at once? But then I realized, you know, it could be that they're rotating the different scents. And obviously they're worried I'm going to sell out. And I did have some serious issues keeping the supply full when I first got this soap in. And so, you know, that was a little bit of a hurdle. And once we got kind of things down, I knew a couple things were going to happen. People were going to know I carried it. And so they would stop buying in hoarding type patterns. And so then that would slow down a little bit and I would get a better gauge of how much I'm actually selling on a regular basis. And then I knew that I would be able to kind of keep the supply more even. So that isn't really the question for me as far as the sales of the soap in my store. My question was, why does this sell in my store when another brand doesn't sell in my store? What is the reason for that? And so this is really the meat of the conversation today. I gave you all the history, I gave you all of the pieces, but now I really want to talk about, why does this soap sell? And why does the soap sell in my store when other brands don't? I want to just dive into all of that. Okay, so one piece is that the soap that wasn't selling as well is a national well-known brand, and it's basically available everywhere. I mean, you could probably buy it at the gas station. So when I say it's available everywhere, like it's pretty much available everywhere. So there is a bit of scarcity in the fact that this brand is not available in all stores. You know, it's very narrow distribution. And then we already discussed that ordering it online is not that great because they're very slow at sending out the shipments. And then there's another little piece to that online. What they do is if they make a mistake on the order, so I've had it where I've missed 2 cases of the soap. And so then I did a deep audit to make sure I like looked at all of our sales and all of our orders and made sure that we didn't just make a mistake and that we did receive this soap, but we didn't. So I sent them an email, I let them know, and they replied back to me right away. Really great customer service in that. And they said, we're going to fix this. And then shortly thereafter, I had placed a new wholesale order and I received that new wholesale order before they replaced the soap I was missing from that previous order. So, I mean, that fulfillment piece from a customer perspective, I have heard the same thing from customers. So if they make a mistake on your order, the amount of time it will take for them to fix that mistake is very long. Like you'll use up all your soap before they get back to you with that fix. And it's partly because they're growing so fast. They have a lot of internal growing pains that they're working through. Okay, so that might be why it sells well in my store, but that's still like why is $7 soap selling so well and other soap isn't? Okay, that national brand I talked about, it is a, it's not a natural brand. It is national, but not natural. And so there are a lot of toxic things that are coming out to be in personal hygiene products. It is becoming more and more known that fragrance has been used for years as a way to hide trade secrets. And some of those trade secrets are also turning out to be things that are not good for our bodies, to be on us, you know, maybe things that disrupt hormones or can cause other problems. And so a lot of people are getting much more aware of these natural brands that do not have these toxic things in them. And I will say it over and over again, I've said it many times before, if it has some of the same cleaning power as my toilet bowl cleaner, I don't want it on my body. Those are not needing to be cleaned in the same way. Okay, let's move forward then with some other discussions about it, because I have an interesting situation that occurs with the $7 bar of soap. And so this guy tells me that he buys it online. He actually uses the brand. He really likes it. And he says, well, I can get it cheaper online. And I kind of laughed in this moment in my head, just thinking, yeah, but you have to buy like $50 to get the free shipping and to get any deal. You know, I know, because that's how I just first tested the brand. I know this. And so I thought to myself, well, give me $50 and I'll give you a deal too. And that was when that aha moment went for me. And I went, oh, yeah, I should totally do a promotion. And, you know, there's some challenges to buying soap online, right? Like, you can't smell soap online. I can give you a better experience because, first of all, you can come in and just buy one bar of soap, or let's figure out a way that I can give you a deal if you do a lot of them. And so at that point, I was planning for my holiday promotions and holiday sales. And I had a female-centered skincare brand that was doing a special for Small Business Saturday. And I thought, well, I'll pair these together. And so what I did is I had the female-centered brand. If you bought and did their promotion, you got that. And then, or I added this brand to it. And so a more of a male-facing brand, if you do the same deal with a female brand, I'll give you this other thing. And so it was a really nice pairing. It was a really nice way to promote the brand. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be promoting this. And now more people are going to know that I sell this, and it's going to build the brand up even stronger. And so that was a huge success. It went really well. Actually, the female brand did not do well on that promotion in comparison. So I was really glad that he had kind of challenged me on that and kind of given me something to think about there, because it ended up being really successful to do that. This is still not 100% of the reason. Like, deep down, I'm telling myself, this is not all the reason why the soap is selling. It's not just because it's a natural brand. Think of how many guys out there that are coming in and buying the soap from me. They don't know like about this natural brand stuff. They don't care. That's not what motivates them to buy this. Some of them, yeah, because they don't have to buy it online, they're super excited. So that's helping. But they're just simply not interested in these other things. They want this brand. And so why? Why is that? And that's what I really want to dig into. Okay, so men, I talk to them about the soap, and they say that it is easier to get clean because the soap has a grit in it, and that it's just easier when they're like working all day and then they want to take a shower and get this dirt off of them, that this soap is better. This soap does that better. They like that, and it is a better product, so they're willing to pay for this. And then they also say that women love the scent, and women tell me that they love the scent. And then even further, as I alluded to earlier, some women use the deodorant because it is a natural brand again. And for some reason, this deodorant doesn't cause them to have any issues or break out like some of the other brands they've tried. So this brand works better for their body. And so So we've got women loving the scent. We've got women using the deodorant. We have men saying women like this, and I like it that women like this. And they're saying, also, it's really great that it gets me clean. Also, women like that. So when we think about that, now we have to go, okay, so really, let's get even deeper. Scent is super personal. Like, hygiene is a representation of who you are. Hygiene is a personal extension of the person you are in public. Your hygiene defines you and how you present to the public, how you get a date. I don't know how many of you have seen in upper management and promotion situations somebody who has poor hygiene. It's probably not going to happen in our country. You would get kind of set aside in that. There's just not as many people. If your hygiene is not defined, we're going to judge you for that. It's just part of our society. It's part of our culture. And so it's really so much deeper to discuss what motivates a customer to part with their money for a sale. So the customers are saying, we understand that there is other soap out there, but this does it better. Whatever the it is for them, it does it better. And so now all of a sudden we can start seeing some of that reason why either it's because what it doesn't have in it or because of what it does have, that this is what's motivating people. And I just think that is starting to get to what is that secret sauce. Okay, so how can we apply this to other products in our business? How can we really figure out what that secret sauce is when we add back in the other complicated elements, like the shoes and the fit and the correct setting of where we're going to wear those? So once we strip away all of the complicated pieces, we can talk about this soap and what we learn, and then hopefully we can apply that to other areas. I think one of the most other fascinating pieces to really talk about is when it comes to gift buying. Let's think about that. When you buy a gift for someone or just anyone, when anyone buys a gift, okay, maybe not just putting it on you, but just thinking about a person, when a person buys a gift, why do they choose the gift that they pick? Okay, why do they pick that product? They're never going to use that product. They are planning on giving it away. And so what motivates them to pick that product when they won't even ever use it? And again, I think it comes down to that personal extension of who you are. Maybe, you know, I'm not going to want to give, a toy to an adult if it's not fitting. So there's certain things that we just don't see as gifts. We're not going to grab toilet paper and give that as a gift unless it's like a pandemic. Then it might be a really great gift. But again, how do we want to present that gift? And this is something that we don't plan on buying, yet we pick this item. So I think some of those deep dives into the psychology of the buying decision can be really important when we go to pick the products and like how do we decide what we're going to put in our stores and in our businesses and how will that impact our bottom line? Not only our bottom line, but our customers. How will it impact our employees? How will it impact our community? Because our success as a small business will directly relate to money that we can give back to our community, ways that we can impact our employees' lives. And think about how your business has impacted your customers. And if you hadn't existed, what would that look like? What different things would have happened in their lives that you wouldn't have been a part of? Okay, so let's recap. So we're just going to hit some highlights real quick. Price is not the only consideration. That is what we learned today, is that price is not the only consideration that a customer has when they are buying something. If customers ask for a product, there are probably many customers who are not directly asking you for it, and it's possible that they're just thinking they don't carry it, they don't have it. And so you really need to weigh those verbalizations high because you just don't know how many people would be excited about that product and that this is just one person giving you some really great feedback. So listen to your customers who are coming into your store and giving you money. And my favorite, which I try to do on a daily basis, is to challenge your thinking. So I was thinking this soap is too expensive, and I was wrong. And I am so glad I got to share a time with you that I was wrong and what I learned from it, which was the most important piece of the $7 bar of soap. Thank you so much for joining me this week on The Small Business Hustle. Hey guys, make sure you subscribe so that you catch us next week. We're going to continue to talk about small business, and we're going to continue to spread positivity. So I would love to hear any of your comments or feedback about this podcast or things that I can do to help serve you. Why not?